There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. This is a live call-in show. And it's a very special live call-in show for all of you that are tuning in. This is the holiday show that Mark and I get to do. And you are listening to both The Psychic and the Doc. I am here with my esteemed colleague, Mark Anthony, who is world-renowned for what he does. But more importantly, besides being a best-selling author, besides being phenomenal with connecting you with your loved ones, he's somebody that cares. And this is something both of us are really acutely aware of right now. One of the most important things you're going to hear on the show today is that we do care, and we care more than you can imagine. But so often we can't find the words. We don't know how to express that. But you're going to hear a little bit from us today, just how much we care. Mark, how much do you care?
That's what I've dedicated my life to, is helping people. And the theme of the show tonight, yes, this is our holiday show, but the theme is balancing light and dark. Now, why did we pick that? Well, this show is occurring during Hanukkah. Yesterday was the winter solstice, which in the Northern Hemisphere is the shortest day of the year. And for our friends in the Southern Hemisphere, the longest day of the year. Then, of course, Christmas is this weekend, which is, in the philosophical and spiritual sense, the light coming into a world of darkness. Also, all these different faiths, Kwanzaa is a celebration of light, Hanukkah is a celebration of light, Christmas is the celebration of light, solstice is a celebration of light. Light is the spiritual energy, if you will, of the divine, of God. And people in ancient times always threw a big celebration between now and December 25th because they feared the darkness of winter. Food supplies ran short. It got cold. And so the Romans called it Saturnalia. They had a big last, you know, big blowout before before the darkness of winter. But I think it is something that is very, very central to people worldwide, is finding light in the darkness. And so that's why we're here, because this is a difficult time for a lot of people. You're facing the holidays without loved ones. And that's why Dr. Pat and I, you know, like we say, the psychic and the doc are on call.
Yeah. You know, I took a minute, and Jessica and I, right before the show, Mark, and Jessica, hi, Jessica. Jessica's running our show tonight. We took a moment to prepare a message, what was in our hearts. And I was really struck by what I actually said. I don't work from a script. I work from just guidance. But something happened during that moment. And I think it does take, for some of us, the reflection of loss to reflect on gratitude. And it seems kind of weird, but I was so reflecting on the fact, Mark, that 20 years ago, with a show called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life, I knew nothing about nothing, and it was the greatest gift I ever got. And when I reflected back on that today, 2023 is our 20th anniversary for our first show.
Wow.
And I was reflecting back. And here's what I want to say to everybody calling in and everybody listening. for this holiday season, you have to know for Mark and I, you are more important to us than you can ever know.
Yeah.
You are the essence of why we get up every day. And yes, of course, there are other things we do. You know, Mark, he goes travels, he's writing books. And to do a show like this, when we put ourselves in front of each other and then thought about what do all of you need? How can we be of more service? How can we do more? How can we do more? This is the show we thought about. And so I want to just say to all of you that ask me, when am I going to retire? I know you don't, but I have some people close to me that keep asking. This is not a job for me. This is a life purpose. Doing this, working with Jessica, Linda, Chris, Kim, working with the people, Mark, the people that I get to work with, I don't even want to use the word work. But putting all that aside, it's all about you. So for this holiday season from me, I want you to know that from us, you're in our minds, whether we're on air or not, we think about you. We think about what we can do better, what we can do more of, and we are going to make changes, and we're going to tell you what those changes are in a minute, because we heard you loud and clear. But I want to thank you all so deeply as we go into this holiday season. I want to thank you for your patience. I want to thank you for your absolute vulnerability. I want to thank you for your upbeat. I want to thank you for your comedic style. I want to thank you for joining us and listening to us in those early days when we couldn't get the microphones or the calls to work. I want to thank you for the way you show up and help thousands of people you've never met before. I want to thank you all for the very fact that you're showing up in a way that allows other people to look at themselves more clearly, more carefully, and more lovingly. And I want to thank you, for me personally, for inspiring me to do more, inspiring me to look at the network and say, what can we do more? What kind of different shows can we do? And I want to tell you, this is my promise to you. Next year at this time, you won't see one channel, but you'll see many channels. You'll see many things that you've asked for. How can we listen better? How can we find out about you? But the one thing that will not change for us, this is Positive Talk, the Transformation Network, Transformation Talk Radio, and our political channel. It will all be Positive Talk. But I may have to call on my friend Mark Anthony to get some guidance from the other side, right, Mark?
Yeah, we all can use guidance from the other side, and it's such a privilege. First off, working with Dr. Pat, we go back when right after my first book, Never Letting Go, yeah, came out, and I was on the Dr. Pat show, and then I was in Seattle, and we were at the KKNW studios doing the Dr. Pat show, and Dr. Pat said, well, let's take some calls from listeners. And so I would do readings, and then Dr. Pat would give her insights and say, well, maybe you should look at it like this. And I recall that we literally talked somebody off a ledge. This person was at the end of her rope. She was contemplating taking her own life. And we got her to call the suicide hotline. And when that show was over, we sat down with Rocky, and I think Linda was there.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know, we need to do something with this. And then when COVID hit, long story short, we you know, and I'd been on the Dr. Pat show for a long time, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are fans of the Dr. Pat show as well. And if you're not, you should be. But we decided to go ahead and do this, and now we've passed our second anniversary. The show's going strong. The ratings are great. The feedback is amazing, and it's amazing because all of you, our listeners, and my. Christmas message for everyone. And it doesn't have to be Christmas. It can be a Hanukkah message. It can be a Kwanzaa message. It can be a Badi, a Diwali, a Ramadan message, or even if you don't believe, just some positive vibes, that everyone should be blessed with good health, with inner peace, outward calm, joy, prosperity, and above all, love. And that's my Christmas message, my Christmas wish for all of you. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We got such a great audience, and it's such an honor to be able to do this and to work with Dr. Pat and to be of service to all of you.
You know, it says, they say, Mark, it takes a village. It does. And I don't know if he's coming through. We're going to go to a break and then we're going to go right to the phones. But I just finished the Christmas holiday message, let me say, with Jessica. And in the middle of it, Chris DiPaolo.
Yeah.
I saw his face. And I have to mention Chris right now. Chris DiPaolo passed away very unexpectedly, maybe 2 months ago. It was a shock because Jessica and I had just talked to him weeks before that about a bigger vision, about how to partner with him. Really, a total new venture with him and his network and his stations. He bought several stations in Rhode Island, and he was the king of AM radio there. Amazing guy. But here's what I want to say to all of you before we go to break. We stand on the shoulders of all that have come before. We stand on the shoulders of all that have come before. I am here because I have had so many people in my life help me. I have a best friend that goes back to 1972 who unconditionally loved me and loves me today, no matter how crazy I was. But Chris DiPaolo, you should know this. There are two people, and Jessica and Linda. Without Chris and Oliver in Germany and what they did to bring Transformation Talk Radio to the airwaves, and Chris DiPaolo out of a Rhode Island station that played car commercials, car sales. Come down and get your car. Come down to the, come to, get, yeah, to commercials. And then you hear an ohm in the show. He took a chance on us when nobody else would. Chris, your family, all of the people at WBOQ for Mark and I, you will always be with us because we would be nowhere without that chance. That's what we're offering to you. We're offering a hand up just like he did, just like Oliver did, just like the many people that have helped Mark and I along the way. And that Jessica is running this show today as she did back then. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back and right on the phones.
Navigating a life of chronic pain and pain cycles can break you down and change your world. Searching for answers adds to the confusion unless you take charge and create something better. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I help motivated people turn their pain points into their power points. If you feel ready for the intensive transformative journey of my Better Me Empowered Living program, contact me at christine@beingbetterme.com.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Want to unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Oh, gotta love it. You gotta love laughing. Wow. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the show, The Psychic and the Doc. And here's what I'm saying to all of y'all. We are going to stay on the phones. We are going to get on the phones and we are going to get going. So no potty breaks for any of the producers right now, because we're just, why did I say that? What
did that come from? Well, in the practice of law, we call it courtroom bladder. Because, you know, it's like, you know, judges are like a 400-pound gorilla. The judge gets to do what the judge wants, and the rest of us just have to put up with it. So,
yeah, except that, Judge Judy, she's like 500 gorillas. I love the judge.
She really is. I love the way, I'm not here because I'm beautiful, it's because I'm smart. You know? But
oh my gosh.
She's a good judge. I like her because she cuts right to the issue and there's no nonsense. So what do you say, Dr. Pat? Should we go to the phones?
Do it.
All right.
All right. Yeah, we're here with Mary Jo from North Carolina. Mary Jo, you are on live, The Psychic and the Doc.
Mary Jo.
Well, hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Hey, how can we help you? Hey, welcome to the show.
How can you help me? Let's see. what is the best way to have an inner sparkle?
Mark, that's for you.
An inner sparkle.
Listen to the show.
Tune in every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. But an inner sparkle, that's the inner light. And that's a really great question, Mary Jo, because the theme of the show tonight is balancing light and dark. Mm-hmm. And I think the most important way to do that is to not take oneself so seriously. You know, we all get all caught up in, oh, I'm not this or I'm not that, or I don't have this. And then we start saying, did I do good enough and all that? We're doing exactly what we need to be doing. Yeah. And when you start thinking of others ahead of ourselves and getting ourselves out of the way, also through prayer, through meditation, focus on the light. I think that's the first step to the inner sparkle.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what my first sponsor said to me in recovery. And he was a real, I can't say the word, but he was one of those. He say, you have one objective, and that is to get clean and sober. But you have a second objective. You must be of service. The only way you're going to find anything that's outside, that's other than you thinking about you, Pat, is by being of service. So that's what I do today, being of service. That's important to me.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. So, Mary Jo, do you have any words of wisdom that you would like to share since we got you on the air?
Yeah.
Sure. Let me see. let me see. Let me hear, because I primarily hear things. And what I'm hearing is... a great opportunity is awakening for each of you as you venture forward with a new promise of hope, reflection, and exploration. So as each of you explore that, you will come into a wealth of inner light, and beings of light will come to you and through you.
Wow. Oh, that's a beautiful message. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for that gift.
You know,
when
Mary Jo was saying that, and when you were saying that, Mary Jo, I was thinking that should be the theme for next week's show, Hope, Reflection, and Exploration, because that'll be our last show of 2022.
Yeah. Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah, that was very beautiful. Thank you for calling in, Mary Jo. Many blessings. And
many blessings.
Have a very merry, merry Ramahana Badi Dwali Kwansmas.
Yes.
Thank you. And the same to both of you and Rocky.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Thank you. Well, that lifted me up. Hello.
I know. It's like, wow.
All right. Now let's get fired up. Who do we have now? Wow. Boy, can you feel the vibration of that blessing?
Yes, 100%.
That got right in my heart. All right, Ms. Jessica, where are we going now?
We're going to go back to the other side of the country, to Washington, to Susan. Susan, you are on live with The Psychic and the Doc.
Hey there, Susan. How are you doing?
Washington, to Susan. Susan, you are on live with
Well, hello. How are you?
Hey, we're great. Happy holidays.
I was thinking, happy holidays to you. I was thinking about playfulness, and I had a friend come over today that I haven't seen in a while, and I was telling her about your show, and as we got to talking about the show, we started exchanging stories of connecting with the other side, whether we thought that was family members or whoever. And we both decided that we were going to watch the show, and we were both going to call in, and we both chuckled that we would probably get through. So that's, I'm the first one up, I think. So I'm calling just to see if there's any special messages, and hopefully Rosie's listening in. She's probably laughing.
I'm going to turn you right over to Mr. Mark.
All right. Let's see, Susan. I'm getting a female energy coming through. Feels like she's on the parent level. Now, that doesn't always mean a mom. That could be an aunt or a mentor, friend, but let me work with her a bit. And with her, I'm getting, prior to her passing, a heavy sensation throughout my entire body. And the heaviness is, this doesn't feel like a weight or an obesity issue. It feels like a difficulty moving toward the end. I'm getting pains in my mid and low back. My whole chest feels very heavy. And I'm getting this very dry, dehydrated sensation. So this indicates to me that prior to passing, her transition took some time. The dehydration could mean that she wasn't drinking or eating toward the end. And I'm also getting this, I'm feeling my eyes are closed. I can't communicate, but I can hear everything going on around me. So this would indicate that this woman, could have been heavily medicated, or she could have been in a non-responsive type state. Do you recognize this person, Susan?
There are about three people I'm thinking of right now.
That's fine. And we may have one, two, or all three of them here, but this one just handed me an opal. All right. Now, opals, this could indicate a piece of jewelry of significance that you may recognize, and it doesn't have to be connected with the spirit. It could be connected to you in any way with an opal in it. But opals are also the birthstone for the month of October. So that could indicate a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event, which, Susan, may be connected to you or someone close to you in this world or the other side.
So the opal reminds me of, but you said this is a female apparent role, like aunt age to me.
It could be, yeah. But remember, the piece of information that comes in doesn't always have to. Normally when I do readings, I spend about 15 minutes ahead of time explaining to people that the spirit's transmitting information, but it doesn't always pertain to the spirit. It could relate to you. That's why I say a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event, which may be connected to you or somebody else close to you, either in this world or the other side. And it could mean
something... Okay, so the month of October.
Okay.
Month of October.
Yeah. See, Susan's a smart person, and smart people tend to hyperanalyze and overthink things. So here's the message with October, and she just fired a torpedo, and she just sank the message. Okay, so let me tell you what this woman wants you to know. First off, she said you need to get out of your head, because you're in your head so much and you're a very spiritual person and you have a beautiful mission of uplifting and helping people. But of late, and particularly since last October, you're overthinking things. You're overcomplicating things. And she said you have to get back to the basics. You have to get back to the basics. So let's clear all that mental clatter and chatter out of the way. And just let the spiritual messages flow through you. That is the message.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that means? What's that mean to you?
Well, I mean, pretty much just what was being said. Just trust the intuition. Trust the intuition, and I think of it as inspired action versus strategic action sometimes, like if you just let the momentum roll with going with the intuition.
Yeah. I love this message. Yep. But can I talk about the opal for a minute, Susan? I want to talk about the opal. So,
yeah.
Not sure who this could be, but let me tell you a little bit about the opal. and you'll know who this person is. Opal is a multi-dimensional, multi-layered gemstone. It's very unlike a lot of others. And there are very, very different varieties. It's almost like when you really look at an opal really close, it's a kaleidoscope. It's actually one of my favorite stones. I was not born in that month, but it's a beautiful stone. Anytime I look at an opal, I don't care what it is, there's never a bad opal. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a few gemstones here. Mm-hmm. I look at a couple of things I got over here and I'm like, okay, I need to give you more love than I need to give that other one. But opal is always beautiful. It's just gorgeous, but it is very deep. It's very deep in its complexity, right? Do you see what I'm saying? It's when mm-hmm. you look at an opal, it has so many things, but here's the one thing you should know. I've never looked at an opal where it didn't shine back at me. So I'm telling you to think about the things now in your life that will shine back at you, because that's what opals do. It doesn't matter what you do with them, what piece of jewelry you're wearing. They do something at such a spiritual level for people, right? You can't really look at them without looking and just being in awe. Do you see that? So what I want to say to you is,
yeah, I do.
Stay in the space of awe. Just treat yourself for that, because that's what opals are. And if you have one, I don't know if you have one in your home, or you what I'm telling you to do is, when you get off this call, bring up a couple of pictures on opal and ask them what to tell you, because they will speak to you.
The other thing is, I know from my friends that work a lot with crystals, mm-hmm. opals are, a lot of people don't like opals because they're an amplifier for the truth, and they get people to bring out truth and to speak the truth. Okay. You know, because everyone says, oh, be truthful with me all the time. And it's like, you know, I've learned as a man that when a woman says, does this dress make me look fat? What you say is, well, it's not your color. It doesn't work with your skin tone. You never say, yeah, that dress makes you look fat. That'll be like the worst year ever. But seriously, truth is an important thing to us on so many different levels. And Susan, with the important work that you do, it's the truth and arriving at the truth and working with the truth. And you are one of the people who you find and work with truth. And so the message about let's get all that clatter and chatter out of the way. And it happens to all of us, because, you know, we want to do our spiritual mission and all this. But then, you know, we have like overhead, technical issues, health problems, insurance company rejecting that. I mean, it's like never ends. It's like, you know, and then you've got to be all spiritual, you know. It's easy. Anyone can be spiritual on a mountaintop in Sedona, okay? I mean, you're up there, it's like, oh, I'm so at peace. All right, try being spiritual when you're stuck in traffic in LA and you got to be at the studio in 5 minutes and you know you're not going to make it. And you unfortunately drank a cup of coffee before you got in the car, and like, all, you know, that's when it's really a challenge to be spiritual. And I think that's advice for all of us. So yeah. Susan, thank you so very much.
Susan, I have one more question. We're asking everybody tonight to leave a message for the audience. We're asking everybody that calls in, what do you want to leave us with today for everybody here?
I think that a lot of times, almost from like the message that I was just given, that we can sometimes get in our own way, or life can become overwhelming. And as much as we're coming up to this holiday, sometimes that can be a really emotional time for folks, you know, coming out of the pandemic, and some people may be experiencing loss of close family members for the first time. And just to remember that that you are worth reaching out and asking to somebody for help and guidance. And also, for anybody who, for whatever reason, I'm going to say this, for anybody who's thinking about ever giving up, just don't stop. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and just keep going, because you're worth it. And so yeah, that's what I got.
I'm going to take that advice. Thank you, Susan. Thank you so much. Wow.
Thank you, Susan.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Jessica, what do you think?
I'm going to swing back to the middle-ish of the country, I suppose, and we're going to go to Indiana to Katrina. So, Katrina, you are on live with the psychic in the doc.
Hi, Katrina. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey.
I was just calling because I had called in quite a few months ago about my husband going through a brain aneurysm. I got a phone cutting out right now.
Yeah, but no, I remember your call. I absolutely, yeah.
And I have him home now. Thank God. Great. He's all the nurse Naomi's home. He's going through a lot of confusion, you know, saying things that, like, people that are here that are not here, people that he knows, you know, and he gets a lot of the television mixed up with what's here in our house. And I was just curious, will that get better, or if any of my loved ones might want to tell me, you know, is things going to get better for him?
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Mark, because let's see who comes through. It may not be that exact message, but Mark will see if there is a message, okay? Thank you. Thank you for letting us know.
Thank you.
Katrina, is your father-in-law your husband's father in spirit? And the reason I'm asking this is there is a paternal energy, a male father figure connected to him coming through. Could be his dad, could be your dad, but I'm getting a male energy that feels like a dad coming through. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your father-in-law is in spirit. Okay.
Yes.
All right, hold on. Was anybody, either your father-in-law or your husband, they're talking about aviation pilots, could be Air Force, maybe just somebody that flies a lot. So any of them connected to aviation, aerospace, flying, do you know?
I think his dad was in the Navy.
Right, but I'm looking for aviation,
flying.
Unless he was a pilot. Yeah, flying.
No, not that I know of.
What about on your side of the family? You're thinking too hard. Okay, I want you to take a deep breath. No, cool it with the no syndrome. In my book, The Afterlife Frequency, I have a whole chapter explaining when you start shooting everything down, you create a block. I'm getting something about an aviator, aviation. There's somebody on the other side, a male spirit, who is somehow connected to aviation. You can figure that out after the reading. Let's get the message for him.
Okay.
Look, I'm transmitting what I'm getting. And, you know, neither Dr. Pat nor I are going to be diagnosing or prescribing for your husband. All we do is give our insights. What I'm getting is that he's going through a period of flux now, and he's not going to be the way he was, but he's going to come to a new normal. And eventually he's going to be able to distinguish between, I hate using the word hallucinations, let's call them the misperception and the reality. But this is going to take some time. And the spirit that's speaking about this, this gentleman, he said that this is not going to be easy for you. But they're also telling me that you're a very, very patient person. And they're also instructing me that when your husband wants to argue, it's like kind of walk away. And now this is Mark jumping in, and I'm going to let Dr. Pat follow up on this one. It's the distract and redirect. Instead of engaging in an argument, distract and redirect. Dr. Pat, you're smiling.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, totally.
It's it's like I try to get him to understand.
Oh,
right,
yeah, let me help you. I'm going to help you right now. Yeah. So he doesn't have to understand. You do. That's your job.
Yeah.
Remember when you were on the show, I told you that I was in a relationship. My partner at the time had a brain aneurysm. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
I learned more about myself and how to change myself than any other point in time in my life, even including being homeless. What I had to learn was it's not about me, and it's hard. So here's what I want to say to you. When somebody is healing, because that's what he's doing, they don't know what they don't know. They don't know, but they are very in tune energetically. I'm going to say that again. You see, you think, and like I thought, okay, they're just not getting it. No, they are very in tune to energy. And so they will pick up on energy. If they feel that we don't believe in their well-being, don't believe in their recovery, don't believe that things will ever get better, there's an energy of that. So the work that I had to do, which I'm thinking maybe you could do too, is you have to enter this world and his world extremely non-judgmental. You know, it's like working with children that may be autistic, and right away we think they're less down. So it's not any, Mark said it, it is going to require patience, but it's going to require something else. It's going to require empathy, but it's also going to require you to learn from him. See, he's going to teach you. Do you know what I mean?
Because that's what it is, because I don't, you know, I don't understand it either.
No, you don't.
Like, I don't.
You're okay. You just need to be there. You don't need to understand. You're not going to need to analyze. Of course, you have to pay attention to the signs the doctor gave you to be aware of. But you're the witness now. You're the one. Positive reinforcement. You're doing great. You know, how can I help you? How can I support you? Right?
Exactly.
Yep. Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. You heard
I'm
me for the first caller.
I always tell him I'm here. I always tell him I'm here for him, and I will always be here for him.
And he knows that. The hardest time for any of us that have to recover from illness is being okay with the fact that we're recovering from illness, because I'll tell you what, we feel less than. We feel like we've lost something. We feel like a part of us is gone. So please show him the love. You're doing a great job with him. Mark, she's doing a great job with him.
Oh,
you're doing a great job. Yeah. I can tell you, I don't know. I know you are. And you just stop being hard on yourself. You're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's hard. It is hard.
I know.
But,
believe me,
sister. I got a lot of love for him. And we do have fun.
I got to tell you.
We laugh it up.
You have to laugh it up.
You know, laughter is the best medicine. So get them laughing. Show them the goofy comedies. You know, do whatever you need to, because when people are laughing, it releases endorphins.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, let me leave you with this. I took what the neurosurgeon, Dr. Rasmus, I think his name was. I took what he said literally. I had my dang notepad out, and I'm like, okay, if this happens, do this. Make sure they don't go to the bathroom hard. Make sure that you give them laxative. I'm telling you, I took it seriously. And I remember one time, it's hilarious, I think about it now, but I banged on that bathroom door so loud. My neighbor came over, and my neighbor was right on my front door, and I'm yelling at him.
I'm right there. Let me tell you, I'm right there. Every time, you know, he's able to take a shower himself now.
Oh, it's so funny when you look
right
back
outside the shower door. You know?
I'm telling you, I think it's good you're doing that. But part of this is us, right? Because when the neighbor hears you yelling and comes over, right? And you go to answer your neighbor, and you're frantic, and the neighbor walks in, and you say, and you, the neighbor says, "What's wrong?" And you say, "I forgot to give them the laxative." Your neighbor wants to really call 911, not about them, but about you. That's it. All right. Thank you.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I was wondering, I have one more question. Does his last two times his mother came through, and I was wondering if she was coming through to say if there's anything else that was going to go on with him?
No, that was, believe his father that came through.
Yeah, so. The message is for you. This message is for you today. It's a big one. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. I want to know, what is the blessing message you want to give to the audience today, please?
People need to give more, share, and be more generous and be kind to each other.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Happy holidays to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Jessica, please, you're doing a great job, Miss Jessica.
Why, thank you. I'm just swinging across the country again, back to Washington and Rose. So, Rose, you are on live with the psychic in the dock.
Hey, Rose.
Hello. And Susan, you're right. I was laughing. So I don't know who owes who. The bet was a dime to a donut.
Well, I'm going to turn you over to Mark. Let's see what we can do to help you, Mark.
All right, Rose, how can I help you?
Something in the water in the Washington. There's, people are so happy here. Go ahead, Rose.
I think it's the legal marijuana.
No, I got COPD. I'm reduced to edibles. my thing is that I was in a toxic relationship for a very long time. And okay. I got out of that. And after, I also recently left a job that had turned toxic that I'd been at for 26 years. And I'm starting a new chapter in my life next year by being retired and starting Social Security and Medicare. And what's ahead?
All right, let's see who's going to come through for you. Let me turn you over to Mark. Let's see what messages are going to come through for you. Congratulations on your life renewal project, Mark.
There's a female energy coming through. She feels connected to you through your mother's side of the family, but she may be on the grandparent level because she's, you know, got that grandparent, grandmotherly vibe. And I feel that this woman, she was, I'd say could have been in her 80s when she passed. And the thing about her, it's like one day here, one day not. So this wasn't some long drawn out passing. This feels like she may have just gone to sleep and expired, or something happened, you know, maybe she had a heart attack or a stroke. But I'm getting this, when I talk about an impact in my head, that doesn't necessarily mean head trauma. That just means an abrupt or quick, unexpected passing. Do you recognize this person? Okay.
Aunt Millie.
All right. Hold on. She said, double time it. All right, hold on. Aunt Millie, she's like Sarah Lee, you know, bake cookies on one side and drill sergeant on the other. And I don't mean that in a negative way. When she says double time it, she said that forget about the past, pick up the pieces, keep moving. And she said, you're doing the right thing. And she said that the life lesson that you've learned is to let go of all this, as you put it, toxicity. Now, she's also, I know that you said that you had the COPD. She's talking about the oxygen getting into your system more. But she's also talking about a new therapy. Have you started some type of new treatment or new therapy for increasing the oxygen introduction into your body?
Well, a while back, I tried having an oxygen generator, I guess is what you call it.
Yeah.
And okay.
To help sleep at night. But it made so much noise. It was like having a large mechanical uncle snoring in the living room. So it just, and it wasn't really helping me sleep. So after a month, I said, okay, I paid for that. This isn't helping. Mm. So I gave it back. But I've got different inhalers.
That may not be the therapy they're talking about. They're talking about some other type of therapy. Have you discussed any other options with your physician?
Not recently, but I do have another CT scan coming up in March,
okay,
where they're going to be, you know, doing another CT of my lungs.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only other thing I've asked was, like, when I wanted to go on a trip, I can't get on an airplane because the higher in altitude, the lower in oxygen level is in that flying tube, and I can't do it. I mean, my oxygen level saturation drops down well into the lower 80s, and that's dangerous territory.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. I asked about getting an Inogen, but yeah. It's not that bad that they let me have one. But that's about the only thing different than what I've been doing for the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. May I jump
Did
in,
I
Mark?
Lose you?
Yeah.
No.
Go ahead.
Two things. Here's what I hear. When somebody tells me to double time it, I know what it means immediately. And what it means for somebody like me is whatever I'm doing, I need to really step up what I'm doing so that I can have the life I want. And that's what it means. It doesn't mean I necessarily have to stay up all night or work more. Generally, when somebody says for me to double time it, when it's me, they're telling me I need to do some exercise. That's what they're telling me.
Ah.
Now, that's a little contradiction, maybe. This is what you should really think about with your doctor, okay? I'm assuming you can call your doctors, right? Because they give you guidelines.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. So I'm not a medical doctor, but I'm just going to give you an example of what my friend did. She got one of those portable oxygen things. They're very inexpensive now. And I understand Medicare may pay for them, but you have to check. And they're small. They're not gigantic anymore. They're portable. They're portable little things. Right. And so what she has had to do with that, with her doctor's approval, is she can walk on the treadmill. And I said, okay, explain that to me. And the doctor said to her, in her case, well, the more you use, the more oxygen, the more it helps. Now, I don't know your condition. I don't know. But here's what I want to say to you. Double time it and asking your doctors, do not wait for March. Find out on your own what you can do. You check with your doctors and you check those little portable oxy things. My friend has she straps it on and she goes everywhere. Check on that, but please find out from your doctor, do I have restrictions? What are they? Should I not be walking? If I walk, can I wait? Do you see what I'm saying, Rose?
Yes, I understand that. And yes, I've already looked into getting one of those.
Yep.
However, my condition isn't so bad that Medicare or my insurance would pay for one of those Inogens, those portable oxygenators. However, what I'm also getting from you, though, is that I need to get off my ass and start exercising some. And start, if nothing else, walk. Because if you don't use something,
yeah.
If you don't use a muscle, it gets weaker. And
that's
the more
exactly
I sit
right.
on my butt,
yeah.
The weaker it gets. So,
and you know what?
The feedback I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Yep. And walking around. Go ahead.
I'm going to give you something very specific. I ran into a few health issues. Right sitting over here, I can't turn my camera or Jessica will just go nuts. But I have something on the floor. It's a little floor stepper thing. And I think the producer's in motion or something. That thing on the floor, believe it or not, that you sit on the couch and I don't know what you're doing, the couch or the chair, that thing under my feet and you're going like this, right? You are moving the oxygen. You feel me? You're moving your lymph system. The other thing that there you can get things to massage your lymph nodes, but you're right. You got to look double time. So now let me ask you this, Rose. Now, what does double time mean to you?
Get off your ass and start doing something.
Okay.
Start,
and check your doctor.
Start living life. And, yeah.
That's it.
Start living life instead of just sitting here in my living room. You know,
that's
my
right.
You start doing
right.
more, get out more, push my envelope more,
right.
and then I can get it would help my circulation get more oxygen going through. And
there you go.
Thing, I'm
hearing.
Telling you, this thing is I don't think this thing is even $100. Okay, right? It's on the floor. But please. Rose, listen to me. Do not do self-medical. Call your doctor before you do anything and say, doctor, this is what I want to do. I want to get on this stepper. I want to go for walks 10 minutes at a time. I want to eat. I want to go on it. When you get that approval, then you'll have your game plan. Okay, Rose, thank you.
I will. Thank you much.
What's the message you want to leave for everybody here today?
That's all Millie's got to say?
Oh, I think I think her message was get off your blank and do something.
Oh, my God. If I had somebody come through and tell me to double time it, are you kidding? Holy God, that is the message of the day. Thank you. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow, that's bye-bye. Wow, that's a message for all of us. I know that must have been a message for me too. I get it. Jessica, we have time for one more. It's going to be short, but we can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. One more. Back to the middle-ish of the country to Chris in Minnesota. Chris, you are on the Psychic in the Dock.
Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, what about those Minnesota Vikings? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I wish I was from Minnesota. Let me turn you over. Oh, my gosh. They broke records. Let me turn you over to Mark.
Okay. All right. Chris, how can I help you?
Well, I'm hoping for a connection to spirit.
All right. Let's see who we got coming through. We got a male energy coming through. Younger guy when he passed. He could have been, I'm trying to get a fix on him. He could have been in his 20s. It's hard to tell because the way, you know, I see them, they're sort of transparent. It's like seeing a vivid memory, but he has a youthful appearance. Could be late teens, could be very early 30s, but feels like he was in his 20s when he passed. And my entire abdominal region, my stomach, my liver, my kidney feels like my intestines feel like they're burning. Now, the burning sensation, that could be a lot of things. That could be cancer, because a lot of times burning sensations mean cancer, but it could be something else as well. And I'm also getting a dizzy disorientation prior to passing. So there could have been some medications, legal or otherwise, involved with this. But I don't feel that this was a self-inflicted death. So this was something that happened to him. And I'm going to hold position here. Does this make any sense to you? Is there somebody on your generational level, and it may be, you know, when you were a bit younger that had passed, it's close to you?
Not when I was younger. I was actually thinking a female would be coming through and they're
No, this is a male energy coming through. And it doesn't have to be when you were younger. This could be somebody that you know now. Let's see what he wants you to know.
Okay.
Hold on. Interesting. He keeps saying, you try too hard. You try too hard. You try too hard. I want him to clarify, what do you mean by you try too hard? So that you try to meet everybody's expectations. You try to be everything for everybody. You hold the bar so high for yourself that when you don't think you're doing your best and beyond your best, that you've somehow failed. He says, and you haven't. And he's explaining to me, oh, this impact sensation, now I'm getting more. Now I'm getting impact to my head in addition to the burning sensation. This feels like trauma. And the reason I'm saying that is because I'm feeling my collarbones shattering, sternum, ribs. So there could be a younger male at some point during your life, or somebody that you know who died in, it feels like a car accident, some type of traumatic injury. So, you know, maybe that will ring a bell. But he's saying to me repeatedly that you try too hard, you try too hard, you try too hard. Does that make any sense?
My mom had a stillborn before I was born. So he was
he would not be in his 20s. He would not be in his 20s. Okay. This was an adult.
I lost a daughter and she was 24. Mm-hmm. 10 months ago.
Mm-hmm. And first off, please accept our condolences. Yeah. And I know that you want your daughter to come through. And sometimes when people try too hard, I want creates a block. So there is a young male there. Let me ask you this. Okay. Your daughter didn't die in some type of accident, did she?
It wasn't an automobile or anything. It was an accidental death at home.
No, this is a male energy coming through. Gosh, we really don't have the time for me to try to get your daughter
in
here.
Can I encourage you to call Mark and do a full session with him on this? Because this is very important to you. It really is. It sounds like it's very important to you. Let me just focus for a minute on the message. Mark, repeat the message, what the message was for her.
Yeah, you try too hard, you try too hard, you try too hard, and you set the bar so high for yourself. Yeah. When you think that you don't reach that, then you feel like you're failing.
Yeah, and so can I, there's not enough time, but I want to give you this message. Sometimes when we lose someone that close, we try to compensate for it, and we run faster. Do you understand what I'm saying? We run faster.
Yeah, a little bit. It's hard to hear.
You run faster.
Okay.
Sometimes when we lose someone that's really close to us, we take the burden of that on, and it's not our burden to take on. So what we do in our lives is we run faster, to the point where we run and become totally exhausted over something we cannot control. Does that make sense, Mark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, are you in some type of support group with other parents that have lost children? Because that's who this young man is. This is somebody's son. You may not be real tight friends with this young man's parents, but this is someone that you know, okay, son. And that's why he's coming through first. Your daughter is there with him, but they want you to have that message of basically, like Dr. Pat just said, a lot of times when you're in that state, you're pushing yourself so hard. Oh gosh, we're down to 1 minute. So Dr. Pat, let me go back to you.
No, I'm just going to say for Mark, he's right. So here's what I want to say to you. I want you to really look at your life, and I want you to really be mindful of how hard am I pushing, because I'm trying to compensate for something that I thought I should have done that probably wouldn't have mattered. Do you understand? But I want to ask you this. What is the message you want to leave with our audience today? What's the personal message you want to end the show with?
Hug your children. You never know when you're going to see them for the last time.
What a beautiful message.
Powerful message. I can't thank you enough. It is so hard to call in. And, you know, just know that our prayers are with you. We understand completely. We can never understand what you understand. But we know
thank
that this
so
is
much.
Hard. And we know it's hard at the end of the year. So please connect with Mark, would you? Please do that.
Yep.
And many blessings to you. Thank you. Wow, what a great show, Mark. Thank you so much. Mark, what's your final message for today?
Well, we're going to be back next week. And I like to wish everyone a Merry Ramahana Badi Diwali Kwansmas. And I know that sounds funny, but this is a special time of year for everyone, whether you believe or you don't. This is time for your family. So like our last caller said, hug your children, hug your loved ones. That's my message.
Thank you all. We'll see you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Dark with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.